God, help us to walk by faith rather than by sight. Help us to understand with our spirit, with our heart, rather than relying on the dictates, the decisions, the comments of the world, the lies of Satan. Lord, help us to understand that we can't figure it out on our own, that we can't feel it out on our own, that the only way we're going to get to eternal life, the only way we're going to get to victorious life, the only way we're going to get to a full and abundant life is as we follow you. Well, we've been talking over the last several weeks about some of the basic tenets of our faith. And this today may be some of the hardest, because we are tempted so very often to fall back on old ways, to fall back on the physical ways, to resort to worldly ways. But Father, help us to be convinced. Help us to be persuaded that you are able to keep that which we've committed against that day. That, Lord, the best thing we can do is to trust you. The best that we can do is apply your truth to our lives. The best we can do is to walk by faith. Open our hearts and our minds this morning to your word. Guide us by your spirit. Father, forgive me of my sins. Help me to be your instrument here this morning. We continue to pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts together, might be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Seeing the invisible. We can't really see the invisible, can we? And as you look around you, you see a lot of things. And worldly speaking, humanly speaking, we would expect to navigate the way of life based on what we see, what we hear, what we know. But if you've been alive any length of time, and certainly if you've been a Christian any length of time, you understand that navigating the waters of life based on what I know, what I see, what I hear, what I understand is a dangerous proposition. Because when we make the calls on how to navigate life, we're going to very often wind up on the rocks of life. Because we don't have all the answers. Even if we have been living some number of years and have gained some wisdom, we still don't have all the answers. So rather than trust our own faculties to decide our course in life, let me suggest that we walk by faith. Now, that's not a blind faith in the sense that we have no idea what we're talking about. We know who God is. We know what He said. We have seen the results of His work in Scripture, in our own lives, I hope, and we know that He is trustworthy. So rather than walking in the way of the world, rather than walking in the way of man, let me suggest that what we want to do, if we want to be victorious, is to walk by faith and not by sight. Now let's see what we're talking about. The first scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 4:18, same scripture that I shared with the kids this morning. Therefore, I'm going to start actually in verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Yet the inward man, now what is the inward man? That's the spirit. That's the soul. That's the part that's going to last. That's the part that's not going to die. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, man does not understand that. Now, some of you younger folks may not know who I'm talking about. Some of you older ones will. You guys remember an astrophysicist by the name of Carl Sagan. He was a very prominent space scientist with NASA, very smart individual, but very foolish. Now, why do I say that? Because he basically said there is no God. He basically said that when you die, you're gone. He passed away, what, it's probably been 10 years ago now, I guess, but I wonder what he thought a second after he passed away. Because Scripture tells us that what you see is not going to last. One of the brightest stars in our northern hemisphere that we see is Betelgeuse. It is a very large red giant. And if you follow, if you look at stars, you may have noticed that it dimmed drastically over the last year or so. And that's because it is about to go supernova. And what does that mean? It's about to blow up. They say that they speculate that by the 21st of this month, that star will not exist anymore. It will blow up. Even stars do not last. Scripture tells us all things will be made new. All things will pass away. Everything will pass away. Let's keep going. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Well, there's a whole message in that one little verse right there. We walk by faith, not by sight. Now, what does that mean? That means we walk by trusting in God, not by the things we see. How many of you could raise your hand and say, "Amen"? There's been times in my life when I just knew that it was this, that, or the other, and yet God did a different thing. I knew this is the way I needed to go. This is what I was planning to do. But then God changed my mind. God changed the circumstances. God has a plan, and His plan is best. And we do best when we follow Him, when we walk by faith and not by sight. When we walk by sight, we're going to be afraid sometimes. When we walk by sight, we're going to make missteps sometimes. When we walk by sight, we're going to go the wrong way sometimes. Now, when we walk by faith, sometimes we may go wrong because we may take our eyes off of Him. But He is never going to steer us wrong. He is never going to abandon us. He is never going to not love you. You can never, ever, ever do anything to keep Him from loving you. Even those individuals who go to hell will go over and through the blood of Jesus Christ because He loves everybody. I've heard people say, "Well, you know, how can a loving God send anybody to hell?" A loving God does not send you to hell. A loving God died for you to keep you from going to hell. And if you go, you're going to go in spite of His sacrificial love. We walk by faith, not by sight. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. Not seen. Boy, if we rely just on our physical abilities and our physical perceptions of the universe, we are in for all kinds of trouble. All kinds of trouble. How many of you would say that the paper mill stinks? Anybody here don't think it stinks? The paper mill stinks. I work there, it stinks. And then we smell other things that smell pretty good, don't it? And sometimes people say, "Well, I've got a good nose for this or a good nose for that." And maybe we do. But when you start thinking about it, our perception of things that we can smell is nothing. Nothing compared. Do you have a dog? Nothing compared to your dog. The olfactory senses of a dog is over a million times. A million times better than ours. I've known of bloodhounds and other tracking dogs who have picked up the scent of a missing person over 5 days old and tracked them down. I was telling Brother Greg the other day, he gave me a Troy University, the old Troy State University sweatshirt, and I hung it up in my closet. And as I walked through the bedroom, both of our dogs jumped down and run over there, and it was like, that don't belong here. Could they read? No. But they could smell. It didn't smell like me. It smelled like, I don't know, your dog or whatever from your house or whatever. But they're like, this don't belong here. So we think we perceive all kinds of stuff, but we don't see, we don't understand anywhere near what we need to be able to navigate through life. A few things we want to look at today. First of all, we want to consider, well, you know, we see some things, the visible things. And the problem is, we seem to trust, when I say we, I mean mankind, and even sometimes Christians, though we know better, we seem to trust the things that we physically sense. I feel this. I hear that. I see that. And we think that means that's all there is. That's what Carl Sagan thought. He couldn't believe that there was something beyond what he could sense. Let me ask you, can you see ultraviolet radiation? No, you can't. But boy, it'll do a number on you if you get outside in the sun. If you don't put sunscreen on, an unseen force will cook you. I'm the radiation safety officer at the mill. And we have like 17 different nuclear gauges where we measure different things at the mill. And when you start talking about radiation, people get scared because they can't see it. They can't smell it. They can't feel it. And they see these science fiction movies where it turns you into a monster or something. There's all kinds of things we can't see. Doesn't mean they're not there. Doesn't mean it's not real. So we need to be careful if we seem to be operating and navigating based on what I can see. We also sometimes tend to trust situations that we can explain. Now let me ask you, be honest. How many times has God done something in your life that you've had no explanation for it? Amen? Yeah. I shared with you before. I was serving in another church and happy where I was serving. And a lady called me and said, would you consider coming to this other church as a minister to students? I said, no, thank you. I'm happy where I'm at. She said, well, would you at least pray with us about it? I said, you know, what are you going to say to that? I said, sure, I'll pray with you about it. Well, God had other plans. God had other plans. I can't explain it because I had a lot of stuff I still needed to do, I thought, at the other church. But God wanted me at a different one. So be careful. Don't trust what you can only explain. Moses was, what, 80 years old when God called him? And he was all excited about the call, wasn't he? Oh, no. He was wanting to retire. He was wanting his Social Security. He didn't want to have to go to see Pharaoh again. Didn't make sense. But nonetheless, God called him. The song in the musical is such a strange way to save the world. Strange to who? Strange to us. Maybe strange to angels even. But it's God's plan. So be careful if you're trusting situations you can explain. Because if we understand it all, then we'd be like God, wouldn't we? God tells us in His Word that His ways are so high above ours, that His thoughts are so high above ours, that we're not going to understand what God's plan is. And that's okay. We don't have to understand it. How many of you have flown on an airplane in the last year or so? How many of you know how to fly big airplanes? Yeah, I don't either. What do? You trust whoever's up front that they know what they're doing. You can't explain how the airplane flies, but you trust that it does. Sometimes we maintain control in our lives by what we know. Well, Lord, I don't know about that. I just can't turn loose. I just can't turn loose. Listen to me now. I'm afraid that there are going to be many Christians. Now I'm talking to Christians. I'm afraid there are going to be many Christians who, when they get to heaven, are going to be disappointed when they realize how much they robbed themselves of here on earth. The things that God had planned for them to do, for them to be a part of, that they were either too afraid, didn't understand, not willing to turn loose. Because only one person can be in control. If Jesus is not in control, then that means you are. He tells us to cast our cares upon Him. He tells us to acknowledge Him in all of our ways. And then He will make our path straight. You know that little song, or that little, the tags used to be on the front of the cars that says, "Jesus is my co-pilot"? No. It needs to be more like the song, "Jesus, take the wheel." I don't want Him to be my co-pilot. I want Him to take the wheel. So the visible things, now God's given us sight. God's given us intellect. God has given us the physical senses, and we need to use them. Amen. Absolutely, we do. But do not base your life simply on the things that you see and hear and taste and smell and know about. Secondly, we need to make sure we don't believe the lies. The first lie we need to make sure we don't believe is that we're in control. No, you're not. You are not in control. I promise you, you're not in control. Your very next heartbeat, your very next breath comes from God. You are not in control of anything, really, except the decisions you make. We do not truly understand life by our physical senses. The lie is that, I can understand everything there is to know. No, you can't. No, you can't. Why were the pyramids built? Why were the Mayan and the Aztec temple? Why were all these things built? Why are there Indian mounds all over the southeast? Why do those things exist? Because even then, people who did not know God realized there's something more to life than what you see and hear and taste and smell and feel. Life is not summed up in our physical existence. Yes, we are physical beings, but we are not only physical beings. Scripture says God breathed into us life. Man became a living what? Soul. We are spiritual beings. You, everybody I'm looking at in here today, everyone who has ever lived, everyone who will ever live, will never die. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. When God creates you, there is no end. Now, we all have a beginning. There was a time when there was not a you. But there will never be a time now when there won't be you. The only question is, where will you be? With God
or apart from God.
You see, Satan would have you question God and question His Word. Isn't that what he first said to Eve? Did God say this? God didn't really mean that. Well, yes, He did. Yes, He did. God does not mince words. Now, sometimes God uses illustrations. Sometimes He uses spiritual truths. Sometimes He has parables. But God means what He says. God does not joke. Remember that Satan is a liar, and his intention is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You see, life is more, so much more, than what we simply experience. Think about this for just a moment. If you could communicate to a baby before they were born, while the baby was still in the mother's womb, if you could communicate to that baby and they could understand you and they could communicate back to you and you could understand them, and you wanted to tell this baby, who is maybe, we'll say, 8 months old, not yet born, if you wanted to tell that baby what the color red looks like, how would you tell it? How would you explain to a baby who had never seen the light of day what red is? Furthermore, if you know a person who has been blind from birth that's never seen, how would you tell them what red is? How would you tell, how would you explain something that they have no basis for understanding in? When you read Revelation and the Apostle John is describing heaven and he starts talking about all these streets of gold and all these other things, and you think, well, does that mean the streets are literally paved with real gold? Understand, John is using, at that time, the only language he had, the Greek language, to write what he saw that he had no basis for explanation. Life is more than simply experiences. Now, your experiences are valuable. Your experiences are part of what makes you who you are today. But don't base your life simply on your experiences, because God's got a lot more in store than what we've already experienced. I'm going to tell you something else. Don't base your life on emotions either. Now, God gave us emotions. Emotions have a place in our life. But if you bake your life and direct your life based on your emotions or your experiences, then you are shortchanging yourself and it's not going to work. Were you saved by your emotions? Were you? No. Were you saved by your experiences? No. What are we saved by? We're saved by grace, the grace of God, through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. Your salvation is not dependent upon your experiences or your feelings. Your salvation is dependent upon what Jesus Christ did. So don't believe the lies. Don't base your life only on the visible things, and don't believe the lies. Let's keep going. Base them rather on the invisible. That is, God exists and He loves you and He created you for a relationship with Him. You can trust Him. Now, I can't see Him. No, I can't. I can't touch Him. Now, Jesus, you could, but Jesus has ascended to the Father. I can't touch God. I can't smell. I can't hear Him audibly, though He could speak audibly. Some people may have heard Him. But He exists nonetheless. The invisible. You have a choice to make. Will you trust your life on the things you can feel, hear, understand, or will you trust your life to the unseen God? Now, Satan would jump up and down and say, no, you don't know Him. You can't trust Him. You can't see Him. Don't base your life on that. We base our life, we make decisions all the time on a lot less faith than that. You realize that? You get in your car every day, or at least 5 days out of the week, to go to work. And you turn that key, and hopefully you buckle in, and you head out. You're doing a lot, you have a lot of faith. You're trusting, number one, the car's going to start. You're trusting that everybody else is going to be driving at least with some semblance of normalcy. You're trusting a lot of things. I already talked about getting on an airplane. You're trusting a whole lot of people. The pilot, the mechanics, people that are inspecting the airplane. You're trusting a lot of people that that plane's going to stay in the air. You go to a doctor. They write you a prescription. Now you better double check. But you're trusting that they're going to know what they're doing. And that medicine's going to do you good. We trust every day. So why do we find it difficult to trust the God of the universe? He loves you. Scripture is full of the love of God. Even when you see His judgment, you can feel His love. You remember the Israelites who were disobedient on the Exodus? And God said, you're going to wander in the wilderness till the whole generation dies out. But while they were wandering, still God did not leave them. He still gave them manna. He still gave them water. He still gave them protection. Their clothes and their shoes didn't wear out. He was with them in spite of the fact that they were under judgment. Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one comes to the Father except by me. You can't see Him anymore because He's gone to the Father. But you've got to trust Him. And He says, I am the only way. Yes, it is exclusive. He is the only way. Muhammad is not an alternative way. Buddha is not an alternative way. New Age, Zoroaster, or whoever, nobody is an alternative path. Jesus Christ is the only way. We truly navigate life with faith, not physical sight. We talked about it before when we were talking about faith specifically a few weeks ago. Airline pilots do it all the time. They fly by instrument rules. They can't see. It's foggy, it's pitch black, dark, or whatever the case might be. I thought about it as we were flying that 13 hours from Los Angeles to Auckland, New Zealand. Man, there's a lot of places you can get lost over the Pacific Ocean. That airplane, though, threaded the needle and landed at Auckland International Airport on time with no problem because he trusted his instruments. Jesus Christ is a whole lot more trustworthy than the best airplane instrumentation. Trust Him. Here's your compass point. Don't fall for Satan's lies and be led about thinking only that I can only get by what I see and hear and touch and know. Trust God with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will direct your paths. Father, thank You for Your Word and for Your truth. Lord, help us to navigate life based on faith and not by sight. Help us to cast our cares upon You. Lord, help us to come to You because we trust You and know that You love best and will do best. If there's anybody here, Father, that does not know You as Lord and Savior, I pray that they will, before they leave this building, turn to You in repentance, saying, Father, I'm a sinner. Will You forgive me of my sins? Will You save me? Lord Jesus, come into my heart and my life and be my Savior and be my Lord. Guide me and direct me by Your Spirit into Your truth each and every day, not based on what I see, what I feel, or what I know. Father, this is Your time. We are Your people. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you stand?